Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines. And President Obama, along with Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner on Monday, rolling out their plan to help shore up America's banks and get them to start issuing credit again by helping them get rid of their toxic assets, which the White House now refers to as legacy assets. Obama insists his administration's new rescue plan is necessary to stabilize the financial system. And in the end, he says getting credit flowing again is priority number one.
To allow banks to take some of their bad assets off their books, sell them into a market, but do so in a way that doesn't just obligate taxpayers to buy at whatever price they're willing to sell these assets.
Obama points out that the initial money used to help this project get off the ground will come from the second half of the initial Wall Street bailout.
It involves a public-private partnership that allows market participants who have every interest in making a profit to accurately price these assets so that the taxpayers share in the upside as well as the downside.
There are efforts to persuade private investors to get involved in purchasing the toxic assets. Initially, the Treasury Department hopes to generate $500 billion in purchasing power to buy those assets, but Obama says it could eventually get as high as $1 trillion.
This is one more element that is going to be absolutely critical in getting credit flowing again. It's not going to happen overnight. There's still great fragility in the financial systems.
So what did Wall Street think of the plan? Well, at least for today, they thought it was pretty darn good. The Dow was up 497 points, the biggest point jump of the year, to close at 7776. The NASDAQ up 99 points to 1556, while the broader S&P 500 shot higher by 54 points to close at 823. Oil prices also higher due to the rally, gaining $1.73 to $53.80 per barrel. Financial analyst Pete Najarian of OptionMonster.com says that investors clearly like the plan outlined by the president and the Treasury Secretary.
And it really is all about the home sector. And by addressing this and going after these toxic assets and this relationship with the private as well as the public certainly gave the banks a huge boost, and the rest of the market followed along with the financials.
And not only was the huge jump in the Dow a welcome sign for Najarian, he also liked the 54-point jump for the S&P.
We were at 660 just not long ago. Now we're above 820 on the S&P. That is a monstrous move, and we haven't seen much of a retracement off of those numbers. The pullbacks are not quite as restrictive as they had been in the past and not quite as pressuring to the downside.
And Najarian says, at least at the moment, the numbers on the Dow are across the board. He says it's not just financial stocks that drove stocks up nearly 500 points on Monday.
You look at the pharmaceutical sector, the industrials, you can go to any sector. Technology, explosive to the upside, and that all brought up the market, and that's why we got a 500-point day. It was a broad-based rally.
But while President Obama is trying to inject some confidence into the nation's banking and financial systems, he's clearly pointing the finger of blame at Wall Street for the problems we're in the first place.
I think we have to understand the severity of the crisis that we're in right now. The fact is that because of bad bets made on Wall Street, there have been enormous losses. I mean, there were a whole bunch of folks who, on paper, if you looked at quarterly reports, were wildly successful selling derivatives that turned out to be completely worthless.
Obama's comments came in an interview with Steve Croft on CBS's 60 Minutes. In terms of the AIG situation, which dominated the headlines here in Washington last week, most of those executives from the world's largest insurance carrier are giving those bonuses back that came from taxpayer dollars. Barney Frank, the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, told CBS's Face the Nation that he sees retention bonuses in an environment like this as scandalous.
A bonus that is paid if you do well, as long as you also forfeit money if you do badly. A legitimate two-way bonus, which is unknown in most of these areas, I wouldn't object to. But retention bonuses are, to a great extent, extortion. It is people saying, as you suggested in the question, Harry, I've got the combination to the safe. And if you don't bribe me, I'm going to leave and you'll never be able to open the safe.
But on Fox News Sunday, Alabama Republican Richard Shelby says that he believes the economic policies of the Obama administration are setting our country on the wrong road.
We're on the fast road to financial destruction, and I see a $20 trillion deficit in a few years to come.
Senator Shelby also very unimpressed with the performance thus far of Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner.
My confidence is waning every day. I said competence brings confidence to anything. I don't see a lot of things positively thus far that Timothy Geithner has been involved in.
Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll talk with Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America about the Obama administration's effort to reverse Bush administration policy that protects doctors from performing abortions or other procedures that violate their personal conscience. We'll also speak with Bill Kovacs of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce about the Obama energy agenda, what's really going on there. And when we come back, the latest data shows the climate is getting cooler. We'll talk about the significance of that with Dr. Tim Ball, former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg. Stay tuned. This is Dateline Washington.